I think I was scared that I was going to get stuck at a grocery store for the rest of my life.
Is this a thought you've had? Are you worried you'll encounter this? You aren't alone in this fear. Microsoft did a survey asking about this, and 61% of students say that they're worried they won't find a job in their field after college. Hi, I'm Andrew. I'll be chatting with a roundup of graduates from Rogers State University from varying degree programs. Together, we're going to discover how they accomplish the goal of every college graduate, finding a job in their degree field. You're going to hear all that and more on this episode of Life on College Hill.
Sometimes when I like think about like, because like I said, I want to do film. And when I like think about like, okay, how am I going to like try to get into that? Then sometimes I'm like, okay, that seems tough. Like, what am I going to do?
You just heard the voice of Marcus Young. He is a producer at Fox 23 News, and he's a graduate from Rogers State University. He is one of the four individuals that I've interviewed over the last few weeks. I'm going to have snippets of their interviews throughout this episode as we're walking through this stressful time that getting a job in your field can be after college. My name is Andrew Palmer, and I'm going to be your host for today's episode. We're taking a deep dive exploring methods to get a job in your career. I'm currently a student at Rogers State University majoring in communications with a focus on broadcasting and new media. While I'm in college, I also do work as a photojournalist for Fox 23 News. Something to mention, every tip that I give in this episode, I used personally to get my job at Fox 23. So I and my four interviewees can attest that these methods really do work. And with that out of the way, let's get right into it. Timely Care did a survey with soon-to-be graduated college students in 2022 asking them what caused them stress about post-college life. 68% of students said that they felt at least some anxiety about entering the workforce, 65% said that they were worried about finding or keeping a job in their field, and 52% were worried that they wouldn't be able to support themselves financially. Cale Cromedy is a graphic designer from the Tulsa business Oklahoma Inc. He is also a graduate from Rogers State University. He can tell you all about his experience with that fear.
That's kind of what made me, like, got me so close to dropping out, was that I kind of doubted that I would ever actually get a job from it. And I feel like that fear followed me throughout college. Even by the time I was close to graduating, I still convinced myself that I probably wasn't going to get a job from it.
And Cale is voicing a very real and legitimate fear here. According to a study done by LanternCredit.com, 41% of their participants say their first job out of college was unrelated to their degree. 35% said they found better pay in another field, and 22% said they found a job they enjoyed more outside of their field. That third statistic comes from the issue of getting a degree in a field you may not realize yet that you are not interested in. For help looking at degree options, we'll have an episode dedicated to that topic entirely, so keep an eye out for that one. The big question that most people ask themselves is, how do I get in the field? And the first thing most people do is, of course, apply for a job online.
I would just constantly look on every kind of site imaginable for opportunities, whether it be Indeed, LinkedIn, Google. Just stay connected in kind of the network that is the hiring in your position. Because you'll find a lot of places locally that you wouldn't have expected to be hiring.
While applying online is always a great first step and can lead to securing a job, a face-to-face interaction with your potential employer can be worth much more than just that online application. Indeed.com is a site entirely dedicated to applying for jobs, and they have an article detailing the value of those face-to-face interactions while applying for a job. It states that with that interaction, you've gone from just another resume among a stack of others that are just like it to a person that your potential employer has actually met. The article continues saying that by applying in person, you're showing ambition by having the drive to show up in person to fill out that job application. It also allows you the opportunity to demonstrate your professionalism by dressing for the part and bringing that resume that you'll have with some references.
When you apply to places, go in and ask and talk to them in face-to-face rather than just email or phone calls, because oftentimes when you go that route, you can prove yourself to them and get to know them and make that connection. But if you go in and ask them about jobs, and even just like going up to random businesses, knocking on the door and seeing if they're hiring or not is almost just as good as applying online, because at the place I work, that's more often than not the case of the hires that we do hire is the people that have actually come in and talked to us.
While it isn't exactly ideal, there might be a time that comes around where you will be working for free, whether that's through an unpaid internship or just working on small projects for certain individuals. If it adds value to your resume, it is very important and can do wonders towards acquiring a job post-college.
Things you can add to build your resume is building your reel, just getting out there and getting some work done, even if it's like, hey, if it's video, like I can speak to video, or photography, I did a little photography, just being like, hey, who's looking for photography, and just finding random people who want some, and you might be working for free, or, I mean, you can, if you're already good, or, like, you can try to charge somebody something, like, usually you can, get something, but I would say definitely working outside of school helped me really build my confidence, build my portfolio, which helped my resume.
Internships are extremely valuable on a resume. The reason many employers see value in an internship is because by doing that internship related to your degree, you're showing that you can apply what you learned in school in the real world. You have more than knowledge of how to do something, you have experience doing that.
Getting involved in stuff at school, like I did SBA and Student Broadcasting Association, and just like, there's tons of things like RSU has RSU Radio, which they always like let the students run stuff like that. I'm always sad that I didn't get to do that because I really wanted to be a radio DJ for a little bit. Thought that'd be fun, but just kind of getting going out and just like going to get that experience wherever you can, I think really is what helps the most for me. I'm a really hands-on person, but I think it also shows well to any employer you're applying to. If you're like, hey, I did all of this on my own and here's the results of it. You can show them something. I think having that really helps.
And something very important to state, internships don't always have to be away from school. As Marcus mentioned there, getting involved in organizations like RSU's Student Broadcast Association or working at the RSU radio station can majorly help you in getting experience to build your resume. For Michaela Arnett, in order to acquire her teaching degree from Cameron University, she was required to observe and work amongst teachers in nearby public schools. In her case, that aspect of her teaching degree really helped her get a job after college.
Once you hit the first year of your actual, teaching degree that you're going for, you're doing all sorts of observations and just in the classroom, hands-on, you're tutoring with your school and everything like that. And then you do a practicum, and that's where you're like, they're edging you into the student teaching process, but you're not quite there yet. You might do a lesson or two, but you're mostly just observing. You're spending the whole day with a teacher like you would in student teaching, but you're not the teacher yet. And then student teaching, you are the teacher, but you have that actual classroom teacher for your backup, so it's not so scary. And then if you do well at the school, they usually go ahead and prompt you to fill out a resume and do an interview. My school, luckily, the principal came in and watched me teach a lesson, so that basically was my interview. I didn't interview for the job. She just offered it up to me.
In Michaela's situation, she was very lucky to have gotten the opportunity to show her skills to the principal at the school she would eventually work for. And then she was even luckier that her first career-related internship was something that she enjoyed so much. There may come a time while searching for internship opportunities that you encounter an option that isn't exactly what you're wanting to do. However, once again, the value those internships offer far outweigh the dislike that you might have for those specific jobs. Marcus has a lot of experience with that exact feeling.
I started off, I was like, oh, I want to do video. I was mostly like, I only want to do film. So every time when I was at RSU, I was actually like, we'd work on news stuff. I was like, I don't want to do news. I just want to do film. And my senior year, I was like, oh, man, trying to figure out what to do for work while I'm here. I was kind of up in the air. I was like, I might be going back to Chicago when I graduate. So, like, I don't know if I want to, like, fully hop into a job. And I went and talked to Andrew Nichols, who I don't think he still works at RSU, but he used to work there. And he's been great. He helped me a lot, too. So he told me to apply some of the news stations. He was like, apply to Fox. And I did. And it took them, like, I want to say I applied in like January or February, and I didn't hear back till like April. And I was like, oh, I forgot I even applied. And then Did the interview with Ted. Loved Ted. And started off as a production assistant, running a teleprompter.
And as I mentioned when I introduced Marcus, he is still currently working at Fox 23 several years later, so you may find a new passion that you had not yet discovered. Similar to Michaela, Kale was required to work an internship in order to graduate with his graphic design degree. Take a listen to this.
I actually got it while I was still in college. I got the job when, I think it was my senior year. I needed an internship, and there was an availability at this place, and one of my professors let me know about it, and he hooked me up with one of the previous employees who used to go to RSU. So it was kind of nice because I didn't have to get out of college and search for a job. It was kind of already there, and it counted as an internship credit.
Which does bring us to the enormous benefit that comes from networking. He mentioned there that he learned about the internship from a professor at RSU who linked him up with a former student. Having a person like that that you know is established in the field that you want to work in can be a major help in obtaining that job that you're looking for.
Through a lot of internships, you meet a lot of people that are in that field that you're studying. And so that can be a great way for networking. I would recommend networking as much as you can. Get to know people in the field. And no matter what capacity they're in, like if you know somebody that knows somebody, that's almost always what will get you a job.
And I can confirm personally the value of networking. I got my job with Fox 23 through my advisor at Rogers State. He was someone that knew someone that needed to fill a few job positions at Fox 23. And then an email, an application, and an interview later, and I've got a job. Which leads us to our last piece of advice before this episode wraps up. Practice your interviewing skills. Most career jobs will require an interview before the hiring process can even begin. Being a good interviewer can greatly increase your chances of being hired. CareerSidekick.com has an article filled with tips on being a good interviewee. Much of this advice boils down to being confident in your answers, knowing some details on the company that you're going to be working for, and the job that you're applying and interviewing for. Riley Oakes is a student currently at Rogers State, and she works as a production assistant at Fox 23. She can tell you firsthand how valuable a good interview actually is.
I heard that Fox 23 in Tulsa was hiring through some people that I knew at RSU, some faculty members and some people that I knew who already worked there. And it sounded like a good opportunity. And so I went online and I saw that they were taking applications for a production assistant, and I applied and I ended up getting a Zoom interview with the manager of production. This was in 2021, so we were still in COVID protocols at that point, and so in-person interviews weren't really a thing quite yet again. And so I got the Zoom interview. It was honestly way more relaxed and informal than I thought it would be. Ted, that's my boss. He was super nice, super friendly. He really liked the impression that I gave him. And he hired me off of the strength of that one Zoom interview, which was apparently kind of breaking the mold for him, because normally you'd have like another in-person interview after that and go through different candidates and stuff. But yeah, he hired me just off of that one Zoom interview, and then I got hired, and now I have a full-time job there with like adult money.
Don't go away. We'll be right back after a quick word from our sponsor.
Listening to a podcast all alone again? Well, now you can listen to it along with The Producer. That's right, Life on College Hill is coming to you at Pause and Playbacks, a podcast listening event with giveaways and Q&As. Join the fun on Tuesday, April 16th at 4 p.m. in the RSU Performance Studio to deep dive into all things college, from choosing your major to athletics to making friends. Don't miss out on Pause and Playbacks, the student-led podcast palooza.
Man, this hike is really wearing me out. I'm really thirsty. And hungry, too.
You should have packed more food and water.
Is it getting cloudy? And now it's raining.
You should have checked the weather forecast.
Wait, come to think of it, I don't know where I'm going. I think I might be lost.
You should have stayed on the designated trail, Mark.
What was that? Oh no, it's a bear!
Don't be like Mark. Be safe on your next hike.
All right, that's going to wrap things up for this episode. Just remember these key points. Apply for jobs, not only online, but also in person. Do whatever you can to meet your potential employers and always make a good impression. Do whatever you can to do work related to your field, even if you have to work for free sometimes. Internships are fantastic resume builders, so be sure to apply for those. Many internships can actually lead to a job, so even if you don't expect it, make sure you're working hard and doing your best work. And be sure to apply for any internship opportunities that are related to your degree that you encounter. Even if it isn't something you want to do initially, apply anyways. You might just discover a brand new passion. And the chance that the internship you apply for doesn't lead directly to a job, making contacts with people that you intern under can also aid in job searching. Having someone that knows someone seriously increases your chances of being hired for a position that needs to be filled. And absolutely, make sure you're practicing your interviewing. A good or bad interview can be the deciding factor for a lot of employers. Keep all of these in mind, and you can go far.
Try to keep calm. Try not to overstress about anything, and like, just keep working towards like what you, even if you don't know what you want, work and do the stuff that you like and look for other things you might like. And I think you'll find something you like doing, and then you just keep searching and keep working.
There's going to be a spot for you somewhere, even if you don't think, like, even if you don't feel worth it, you are worth it to someone.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Life on College Hill. Keep an eye out for our next episode, and we'll see you all later. Bye!